Welcome back. Here is the DraftKings star of the week. It's the Vikings defense. And speaking of the Vikings defense, that is part of the winning formula with Wobby from Vikings.com, Ron Johnson from Vikings Game Day Live, and with the Vikings defense stars of the week, courtesy of DraftKings. Ronald, we'll start with you. Let's nitpick a little bit. Defense is really good. What can be better?
Interceptions. Last year, 11 interceptions were in the wins, 3 interceptions in their losses. Mm-hmm. Only 2 games with interceptions in those losses, but every single game they won, they had interceptions. You have to make those interceptions because that's the key to this defense.
Yeah, we had 3 against the Buccaneers. Looked pretty good.
It did, and then we dropped 3
yep.
last week. I think that's a good one, Ron. I also don't like the missed tackles. Now, it did not come back to bite us against the Detroit Lions. They survived the missed tackles, and the defense played well enough to win. But if you do that against Jordan Howard and the Chicago Bears, we saw what will happen. Jordan Howard had 2 really good games against us last season, so we got to wrap up.
It's interesting to note, into the Lions game, according to some respected metrics around the NFL, the Vikings had the fewest missed tackles of any team in the NFL. Missed a bunch against Detroit, can against the Bears.
And mind you, we are nitpicking this Vikings defense right now.
They're good. Yeah.
They're doing a good job.
Just phenomenal.
They have been outstanding, and they've played well enough to win every game this season. There just has to be more complimentary football going on.
Sorry to repeat the bad news, but in the Lions' loss, Dalvin Cook mangled his ACL. Sadly, the talented rookie is out for the season. So now, when you think about replacing Dalvin Cook, what will be maybe a few of the most difficult things to replace with that rookie?
Home run hitting ability. I think Dalvin Cook had the ability to, whether he was catching the ball or running with it, no matter where you were on the field, he could score a touchdown. And I'm not saying that Latavius Murray doesn't have that ability, but Dalvin Cook had it in spades. I think he struck fear in the minds and souls of defenses. He could score at any point, and I think we lose that.
Gone with that, Ronald.
Dalvin Cook, 4.8 yards per carry up until the point he got hurt.
Wow.
It's going to be tough to replace that. Anytime the offensive line is getting 4.8 yards a carry from their top back or over 4.5 yards a carry, they're looking pretty good. I mean, he was on pace to be a workhorse, passing Adrian Peterson's type numbers. So I think that's going to be a tough one because Jet McKinnon, as we saw in him in Asiata last year, now with Latavius Murray, neither is over 4 yards a carry right now, and neither were last year. So
I'm going to take it a step farther. You know, when Dalvin would get hit, like those good backs, he falls ahead for a yard, 2 or 3. It was very difficult to get Dalvin for a TFL. That's just an inherent ability
that
he had.
Even making guys miss, though. I mean, his low center of gravity, he has the ability to make guys miss and bounce off tackles.
Ugh.
So much of what the Vikings were doing well on offense this season was through the air.
Yep.
But it was set up with what they were doing on the ground.
100%.
You cannot abandon the run anymore. Now, Pete Bursich said that during the call last week.
Yep.
Just because you lost Cook does not mean you stop running it.
Yep.
This offense still has to run the ball.
Latavius, 12 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, right, 11 inside the 10. Just quickly on Latavius Murray, this will be the first week where he gets all the reps with the ones in practice.
Yeah.
So it's a full week as a true workhorse back. I'm excited to see what he can do. Yeah. Speaking of workhorse backs, second-year running back from IU, Jordan Howard, 337 yards from scrimmage against the Vikings in 2 games last year. So we'll begin with you, Ron. How much does he scare you?
A lot. Last year, a little bit more because it was Halloween and he had on his Walter Payton costume, 153 yards. Hadn't done much before that.
My man.
But if you look at the Vikings defense last year, they were 3rd in the NFL up until that point versus the run. And they're 3rd against the run right now.
Yeah.
And it's Monday night. That was a bad Monday night game last year. So I just hope Jordan Howard, I mean, it's not Halloween, but it is October.
Yeah.
I hope he puts that Walter Payton costume in the
with
closet.
You.
I think Mike Zimmer's going to do it for him. Mike Zimmer's going to take him away. Now, we usually talk about who's the team's best receiver that we're playing, Zimmer's going to take him out of the game.
Yeah.
With all due respect to who the Bears are going to throw out there on the field on Monday night, they don't have anyone like that as a receiver.
Right.
It's Jordan Howard.
Correct.
Zimmer's going to take him out. So I'm not that scared of Jordan Howard. With all due respect this week, Tariq Cohen is the guy to watch out for.
Yes.
Here's the good news.
Tariq Cohen leads all running backs in the NFL with 24 receptions.
Yeah, well, we got Anthony Barr, who has done a number on running backs this season, including Theo Riddick and including Le'Veon Bell.
Right. Right.
I think he is the Tariq Cohen eraser.
Good job, boys. And good luck to the Vikings Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. For Wabi, Ron Johnson, and everybody at the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.